Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Ooh, hey, yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, for keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? It's Escape, the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wasn't Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball. Yo. Screwball Radio straight from the Matrix. Black Poet on
yeah,
the deck.
Yeah, what up, what up?
King
Big Common in the building.
Kind of late. We kind of late on the check-in. We had some technical difficulties, but we here. You heard?
Yeah, back live in the Matrix. Got some special guests for y'all tonight, man. Sorry for the delay. Yo, E, where you
oh, we
at?
Need to, we got to holler at them right now off the muscle.
Yeah, right away. Got to get them on right away. Where you at, E?
Hey, yo, what's good, man? It's FU.
Yo, F, what's good, my brother?
What's poppin', what? yo? Y'all broke Block Talk Radio and shit? Y'all broke it for an hour?
yeah, man.
Yeah. You know, this is all Eric's fault, man. Next time you see this nigga... Get this nigga a two-piece and a biscuit, you heard? Next time you see this nigga, you give him a two-piece. I'll straight off crack his alley, you heard?
Yeah, my brother, get him a two-piece. Eric, where you at, Eric? Get this show going. Where's Spit Gems at?
Right here.
I'm
on board.
So, what up?
What's up? Bitches on deck?
Let's spit out.
Definitely in. Everybody on cue?
Yeah, that's what's up, man. We got Spit Gems, two of the hardest motherfuckers on the mic that you're going to ever hear. And they on deck with us tonight.
Y'all can hear me or what, though? I can't really tell. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, shit, my fault, man. I was just taking a piss, man. I ain't even know if I was on yet, man.
Yeah, you on, homie.
What the fuck is good, brother? Yo, Poe, man. It's an honor and a privilege, brother. Thank you for having us all, man. Word up.
Hell yeah, man. Y'all niggas is the fucking, y'all niggas is hardcore, man. You know I smell that hardcore shit. Nigga, we've been banging out for years, man. You know, back in the day, man, you did joints. You know what I'm saying? And we met a long time ago, man, in the clubs and the underground scene. So it's only right that you come on the show, you heard?
Nah, that's a fact. That's a fact. That's a fact. And them joints, you know what I'm saying? Them joints is special to me to believe that, man. I always kind of, you know what I'm saying, pluck those feathers in my hat, man, when niggas start throwing around names and shit. Like, you know what I mean? You know, cats like to throw around names and shit. Like, yo, I did a joint with son. It'd be fucking Joe Neckbone from this year, some new nigga. You know what I mean? I'd be like, yo, son, I got records with Black Poet, my man. Like, you know what I mean? Ain't nothing, fall back, man. Get it together. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up,
but yeah,
man. Yo.
Man, I certainly appreciate them joints. Word up, man.
Hell yeah, man. You got to let us know, man. What's the new shit y'all niggas just dropped, man? What's that new shit coming on out, man? What's that all about, man? The Rackers Island Project. What's that all about?
Yo,
you know what it
so
is,
basically, man. You want to go first, F? Yo, matter of fact, yo, F, go first on all the questions, man. That way we don't, you know what I mean? We don't speak over each other and shit.
Man, you know, me and Dennis rocking together.
Yeah, let me know what the deal is with this new project y'all dropping, the Rackers Island shit, you know, because that's some hardcore shit right there. I'm smelling that shit, man. Let me know how that shit came about. What's the deal? Who all on that?
You know, me and Jez, man, we've been rocking forever, man. It's like my brother right there. So, you know, we've been making joints for a long time and shit. And fucking, it was just inevitable that we got together and did a whole album, you know what I mean? And that's how we had to put it out. We had to represent Rikers Island Boxing School. We was like, yo, what can we put out and shit? That's like the hardest shit. Because that's what the shit is like. The whole album is straight walkout music. And the whole album is fight music. You know what I'm saying? There's no soft shit. No fucking fairy tales on there. Nothing like that. So that's where that came about. That's where that burst from. You know what I mean? Just from a friendship level, from a street level.
And that's what's up, man. Because the streets need...
You know what I mean? Another thing, man, just to add on to that, not to cut you off, Poe, you know what I'm saying? But, like, another thing, too, man, like, I always wanted to do some fight-orientated shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it was up to me, like, there's two things I say in my life. Like if I wasn't rapping, there's two things I wish I could have done. And one of them is fighting, you know what I'm saying, on a professional level. That's always been a dream since I was a kid. I actually took measures to try to go about it, but the streets always got in the way of that, or more or less, I should say, I always got in the way of myself. You know what I'm saying? But the other thing I always wanted to do, you know what I'm saying, is be a singer. Like, if I could sing and just do salsa music, I'd never rap with none of these motherfuckers. I'd never do any of this shit. I'd just make salsa music for the rest of my life, son. I don't have that voice, you know what I'm saying? So, but I'm saying, though, like, you know, this is what I do, and this is my passion. This is my everything. I love this shit, like cooked food, this rap shit, man. This shit really is a savior for me, a therapy, and it really is my soul, man. So, like, I'm like, yo, what's next?
You know what I'm saying?
And, like, fighting is a motherfucking thing I love. And I've been training hard body for a while. I mean, like, actual training. I've been fighting my whole life. I was knocking niggas out my whole life when I didn't even understand what a fucking left hook was. I just was throwing my hands and it was working. You know what I mean? But I actually took some serious training. You know what I'm saying? And I've been doing that now for like 3 years on a serious tip. So, like, yo, it just was all on my mind, man. So it's like, yo, I know I'm not a boxer or a real fighter. I'm a fucking ex-convict who raps, who loves fighting. So let's go. We ain't going to go Broken Home Boxing School. We're going to go Rikers Island Boxing School because this is where we learn how to fight. You know what I'm saying? I thought that was a big, important part, man. Like, yo, I'm not
trying to... Gladiator School.
You know,
it was Gladiator School.
Yeah, I'm not trying to say, like, yo, man, like, or disrespect boxers or real fighters and none of that from no rapper standpoint. I'm trying to tell you, like, yo, everybody who wanted to be a fighter didn't get a chance to. Some of us are rappers now. You know what I mean?
Right. That's dope. That's dope, man. You know, I always respected your hustle, man, because when I seen you out there, man, on the underground scene with comics to drag me all around, you know what I'm saying? I see you, your hustle, man, with one of your shows, man. You got the merch popping. You got your peoples on the merch. You got somebody at the door. You got, I love how you organize your shit, my nigga, and how you do your thing, man.
Yeah, we're going to support you all the way over here.
Appreciate you, man.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that, folks.
Yo, we was always trying to do something different, man. Even, I mean, as far as when we started going out and doing shows and shit like that, like, we was always trying to do something different. We was always trying to bring something different to the table. But even back then, man, we was just being psychopaths outside, you know, outside the venue doing crazy shit. You know what I mean? I remember standing outside with Gems being like, let's just fucking knock somebody out and put it on YouTube, son. That's how we're going to blow. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's wait outside the fucking, you know, let's wait for Mac Miller to walk out. Rest in peace. You know what I'm saying? Let's just wait for somebody to walk out and just make a video out of it. It's like, nah, man, we're just going to fucking do it a different way. What was you saying before, Gems, that we was in, what I was trying to do with this?
Well, no, I'm just saying, man, like, yo, there was always like that. And that's the ill thing that I brought up, man, because there was moments where, like, you know the vibes, man. Like, we know for a fact, you know what I'm saying? I know what crowd I'm talking to. I know who's tuned in, who's listening. We all know for a fact that it ain't your talent necessarily that gets you where you should be, you know what I'm saying? Because you got a lot of corny motherfuckers who get where they don't belong. And in the same light, you got a lot of really dope motherfuckers and talented people who never make it. It's across against them or nothing. Sometimes it's just they don't want you in the game or maybe you don't fit in or people are scared of you. There's a lot of different situations, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, sometimes that leads you to think, how about we just beat up some of these corny motherfuckers?
It ain't up to them niggas, though. You know, it ain't up to them niggas if you pop off. You know, these days, it's up to you. It's up to us, man. These motherfuckers can't stop us no more. The haters can't stop us no more. We got too much technology. It's too much shit now. The haters, they can't affect niggas no more. Before, back in the days, they could blackball a nigga. Right now, they can't blackball a nigga.
Yeah, I mean, yo, there's still ways, you know what I mean? Me and F.U. was talking about the gatekeepers earlier, you know what I'm saying, and who the gatekeepers are and what a gatekeeper is. We was having a pretty deep conversation about that. I think there's still a couple layers of filter. But like you said, though, at the end of the day, nobody can stop you from doing what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you go as far as you're willing to go. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's exactly what Broken Home has been doing and what Spit Gems, the FU, has been doing from the gate. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you talk about in-house shit, man. Like, there's really nothing that you've seen thus far that ain't in-house, my nigga. I came home from the fucking clink and learned every program I needed to learn. You know what I'm saying? Put the camera in my hands. Like, yo, son, there's nothing we haven't done for ourselves, basically. You know what I'm saying? Aside from a list of fucking strong producers that choose to work with us. You know what I mean?
That's dope, man. It's time to hear some of that shit right now. You got me open right now, Carl. It's time to hear some of that fire right now, words. Matter of fact, since the technical difficulties went down, man, we're going to make this whole show the Spit Gems F.U. fucking show tonight.
Woo!
Fuck that shit. We rocking all night. You heard? So we're going to rock all night with Thunder No Man. So let me hear some shit. It's time to play some shit off that Rackers Island project. I want to hear that shit right now.
Oh, shit. I thought it was time for me to rap. I was thinking what verse I was about to kick to you, son.
Nah, man. We about to go and just put a joint on right now.
Oh, yo, Spitz, man, when you see this nigga Eric, man, you got to get this nigga a punch right to the fucking stomach for me, you heard?
Yo, damn, I'm not sure who Eric is, though, so I don't want to say if I'm a punch him yet.
He the one with the round head and look like the Thing. He's the one with the fucking Ninja Turtle head, you heard?
Yo, whatever, Comet, yo, is Comet on the air with us? I ain't hear from Comet yet.
Yeah, yo, what's good? What's good, Jazz, man? I'm in the building. You know, we in the Matrix. I'm listening. You know?
Okay. You the quiet host, nigga. You the quiet host.
I heard all of you. I got my questions, but... We got Thunder Them all night. Thunder Them rocking with us all night anyway, man. But I want to let the people hear something off that project right now. We need to let them hear something right.
Play some of that new shit, man.
That's what's
like,
up, man. I'm cracking a little bottle of wine, man. A little bit of Malbec. Woo!
this is artistry. Black paintings of Joseph and Jacob we could all see on display at the Vatican. Pardon me, the God in me need you to know the truth that was barred from me. I'm partially guilty for not saying this sooner. I'm filthy, I ain't ready for mass or Juma, but the Psalms and the Surah saying I'm more than a shooter. The target be hard to see when you rule by the rulers and you measure size by height instead of mind and might. Define sight, if hindsight is 2020, then what is now? What are you? What to do? Buck a few rounds into their smiles. But son, that's what they want from you. Walking through the jacks, I see a beauty I cannot describe. If you stop and vibe, you'll recognize the truth behind the lies and the vision, the home that could rival God's blue skies.
God's blue skies. As I drive by and the same lips I used to talk to the youth and drop jewels is eating some stripper's ass and dripping pussy juice. Ill, life so ill but so real. My man's moms used to take us to the park and get us happy meals. Now she say she'll slob the knob for a bag of krills. Crazy, she would watch me and my bro as babies. Now she's walking in the rain and I'm driving in a Mercedes. I let her do it, she okay for an older lady. Customized, customado cracked the customer. Had his socks knocked off after he hit the bag. Cold and callous hands, you should see my heart. Dichotomy of man, yin and yang. Why's the Star of David so close to the pentagram? What's man to a god? Good and evil, what is one without the other? What's the worm to an eagle? Baby food, your baby shit compared to me. Yet all my peoples is F. More money, MoMA. Catch me at the MoMA.
That's what I'm talking about right there. That's some hardcore shit right there. It's done. We gotta do some more shit together, man. Where are you?
Yeah, that's just crazy right there.
A little joint we put together, like kind of promoting the Rikers Island Boxing School before we released anything and shit. We released a couple of joints over some, you know, some industry beats and shit, just to let everybody know that we was putting some shit out. And we had to pick one of, you know, some of the hardest beats or whatever. So that was one shit that we decided to get on.
Yeah, that's tough That's tough.
Appreciate that, man. We appreciate that. That was one I always wanted to touch, man, to be honest, man. And you know what's crazy is that I actually rhymed to that beat many, many, many moons back. You know what I'm saying? But I had started my verse with the same cadence and all that, you know what I mean? And the mahogany black scene. Like, I did the same. I kind of, like, just emulated the verse. And then after that, I was like, yeah, nah, I'm going to leave this one alone. Yo, some beats, man, there's a lot of beats out there I'd be wanting to touch. And a lot of times I pass on them because I feel like if I can't add some to it, you know what I mean? Or if I can't, you know what I mean? Like, certain shit just need to be left alone, you know what I'm saying? But, yo, when I finally do build the coverage up, I'll be jumping on shit, you know what I mean?
Nah, nigga, you got the skills, nigga. You got the skills. You're going to do the beat justice, so fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Regulate any beat you want.
something like that means a lot coming from somebody like you, man. Because you know, it takes you know, confidence. There's a lot of people that won't give other people their props and shit. You know what I mean? Because they feel it takes away from them. You know what I mean? So to hear something like that,
I ain't no hater. Plus, niggas is my family. Y'all niggas is my niggas anyway, and we fans. So. And plus, niggas is fire, man. If niggas say, yeah, niggas ain't fire, niggas is just haters. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, but let me tell you something, man. Yo, hey, yo, poet, man, I just thought a song was actually an ill segue from that or just an ill add-on to that, right? Like, you say, yo, regulate any beat, right? So, like, yo, one of the first beats I did, right, like, I always wanted a beat from the kids, Stu Bangers, right? And then early on when I was putting music on, you know what I'm saying? Son wasn't fucking with me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I asked him, like, yo, son, send me a beat. Like, nah, beats cost this much. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, all right, cool. I ain't paying nobody yet. You know what I'm saying? But maybe later. But, like, out of that situation, I came across a beat, a Stu Bangers beat, instrumental online. And I was like, yo, this shit is fucking nutty. I'm like, yo, I'm going to kill this. I don't give a fuck. I rapped to it. I did the joint. Lo and behold, I find out that it was your beat, poet. You know what I'm saying? It was that movie villain shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I
the Black Horse Society.
I went ahead and I named that shit. I named that shit Villainous off the movie villain shit. I'm like, yo, I'm gonna name this shit Villainous, yo, son. I went ahead, I shot the video on the roof of my project where I was living, Cypress, East New York. You know what I'm saying? I shot the video, edited the shit up. I was just about to upload this shit to YouTube, and I was like, damn, my conscience is fucking with me. So I was like, yo, son, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna hit this Stu Banger's cat up, and I'm gonna say, yo, son, look, I did this song to this beat, and I shot a video for it. I'm putting it out no matter what. Do you want me to mention your name or not? Look, son, you know what I'm saying? Like, and son heard this shit, I guess, watched the video, and he was like, nah. Go ahead, put my name on that shit. Go ahead. I was like, all right, bet. You know what I'm saying? And I put this shit out, my nigga. And, yo, the beauty of that is that what came from that, man, you know what I'm saying, is that I actually built a relationship with not only Stu, but you as well, Black. Word up, man.
No doubt.
Yeah. That came about, like, around end of the TV, right?
This is way before End of the TV, son. Like, yo, that song, man.
The first time I heard that song, that
was like 2012. I don't remember exactly, but you might be right.
I remember, I met you.
A fucking bottle of wine, right?
Yeah, I had met you in South by Southwest, and then when I came back from that, you had do the album release party for the End of the TV, right?
That's a fact. Oh, yo, you just fucked me up, Thomas. You just fucked me up with Texas, though.
Came
back to me from Texas just now.
Because, you know, y'all was out there moving deep, you know what I'm saying? Y'all was out there, Outdoorsmen, Low Lives, IYOC, all that was out there. And I remember coming back, and you was like, yo, come out to the show. So I brought Poet out there. And then, you know, funny shit, Stu Bangers popped up there too. And that's when I first met.
Was that the same show? That was all the same show?
Yeah, I had met Gorilla Nems. You brought Gorilla Nems. You brought FU out. You know, you had the Broken Home with you.
Yeah, it fucked me up. Pardon me. It just fucked me up because, yo, Stu Bangers only came. Like, that was the one time Stu Bangers came out to check one of my shows. You know, he's driving from, like, 4 hours away type shit. You know what I'm saying? That whole night just came back to me. Now I'm remembering kicking it with Poe that night, too. And, I just remember that Poe is 17 feet tall and shit in real life. You know what I'm saying?
Andre the Giant, Nick.
Speaking of South by Southwest, man, they opened Texas back up, so that shit gonna be popping this year, yo. Y'all niggas going?
Nah, they not
Texas
opening
wide
that.
Open.
I already saw that. They're not gonna have that, the South by Southwest. And there's another one that goes on with that on the other side of the block. It's called the Red Monkey Festival.
Why they ain't gonna have it? Texas is open.
That's whack.
Yo, that was actually the only one I ever went to, you know what I'm saying? And I would love for me and F to go out there, man. I know F wants to go out there and do one of them festival-type situations, man. Yo, the crazy thing is I went out there that year, man, and I was booked. Yeah. You know, I had the artist band and the whole nine. I had access to everything as I was performing. But I was booked for a week. And I stayed out in Austin for fucking 3.5 weeks, man, almost a month. Rearranged my
yeah,
I
remember.
Want to go home, son.
I remember you linked up with the producers, right?
Shout out to Ruler Y, man. I met Ruler Y out there. Yeah. Ruler Y and BMC. Ruler Y and BMC, man. An MC and a producer from Austin, man. Dope dudes. And they got heat, too. They actually own Ribs Part 2.
Yo, that should be like that, though, man. That should be like that, son. You know how many times, like,
a studio session for a few hours and turn into 3 days of fucking debauchery and fucking music and after hours and shit. You know what I'm saying? Especially back then, and that's what it was.
Yeah, but that's where I first like I always knew it was Gems because he used to go by Era, right? That was your last rhyming name?
Facts.
Era, right?
Facts.
So you know, they used to have this little crew together, you know, it was FU, it was Spit Gems, it was Shaz Ill Yorker, it was Starving B, you know what I'm saying? It was like the baby outdoorsmen. That's how I looked at them, like the baby outdoorsmen. You know what I'm saying? Because they were
that was actually the opposition, man. What you just named, the people you just named, is actually the full roster. You know what I'm saying? To the opposition. You know what I'm saying? It was me, Shaz, it was FU, it was Starving B. You know what I'm saying? And we were just putting it all together at the time. And it's crazy you mentioned the outdoorsmen shit because it was like, yo, like. At the time, man, like, I had just met Mayhem. I had just met Action. You know what I'm saying? And we were making records together and all that. But the truth was, like, yo, I definitely had my own ideas and my own set of MCs I wanted to bring to the light. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, they were like another chamber. They were like another chamber to me. Like you know, like, I've been fucking with the Low Lives forever.
We wasn't the baby nothing, though, nigga. We wasn't the baby nothing. I'm bigger than all them niggas. You know what I'm saying?
keep it real, Common. Yo, keep it real, Common. We was the better chamber. Tell the truth, son.
Shout out to my niggas, though, man.
Let me say something, man. Shout out to my niggas. Oh, I know outdoorsmen is not a thing no more, man, but when outdoorsmen was a thing in New York City, if you was around for that and you got to experience that, that was a beautiful, beautiful time for New York City, man. And please believe, as an MC, and I had just came out of prison and all that, I was just getting my foot in the fucking pond. Yo, that was really inspiring, man, and that was a group of MCs that you will not find together again. Not just those specific MCs, but those that caliber of MCs working together. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all them brothers, because those are all my friends, like, in real life. You know what I mean? Like, those are all my brothers, man. Like, I was on the phone with Mayhem yesterday for like 2 hours, man, just talking about fucking sofas. You know what I'm saying? Like, different shit. You know what I mean? But
yeah, but
I'm
not you
thing
know, like,
sure. One thing for sure. One thing for certain. One thing for sure. I went to motherfucking Spit Gems. I see Spit Gems on stage, nigga. That nigga gonna bring the action. That nigga bring the excitement. That nigga is wild on stage. I love your show, my nigga. Word. I love your energy.
Yo, man. I appreciate that, man, because I always felt like my stage presence was lacking. And yo, and real shit, man, I'll let F talk on this, man, because F is kind of like, FU is like my mentor for like stage presence and stage show. Not that I needed one, but you know, when I started working with F, and I saw how he approached his live shows, you know what I'm saying? I started taking notes, man. Yo, F, tap in on that, man. Tell them about the Fresh Prince, man.
I was just going to say, F is like the fly, smooth, laid back, let me get that mic, and boom, then you're like, yo, he just said that? Like, that's F.
Yo,
you know what I'm saying?
I don't know if you remember, man, but in the early stage shows and shit, I had a song named Drogas and shit, and I used to fucking bring
hell
a bag,
yeah,
and shit on stage.
I'm in the back yelling
at
that shit.
But at the end, that would be my last song, and at the end of the fucking song, I'd take the bag out of my book bag and just throw pills onto the fucking dance floor and shit. I had to stop that shit. Motherfuckers was like, yo, I don't know what was in that shit. Like, me neither.
I know you guys, missed performing, man, all this COVID-19 shit. I know you guys. How bad do you miss performing, man?
Was ill. One quick question, one quick thing, because last year when the pandemic hit, FU was actually in his native country, right?
I got stuck in Peru, God. I was out there thinking everything was sweet.
Who won?
Yeah, and they shut the country down.
Yeah,
he
dropped that second album. He dropped that Picasso Dose, right? You dropped that
I had dropped Picasso Dose right before I went out there, but when I got stuck out there, like I hit up the curse and I'm like, yo son, send me beats, man. I'm here. I'm stuck in a hotel for months and shit. And I fucking recorded Picasso on lockdown while I was out there.
Oh yeah, on lockdown. That's the one I'm talking about. It's Picasso Saturday night joint on there. That's my joint.
Yeah,
still
yeah.
To this day, I still bang that shit. I still bang that.
I appreciate y'all, man.
Word.
That's what's up. We gotta get back into some more
yo,
music.
Pardon me, fellas, my fault, man. Kind of tapped out for a minute, man. Fucking Bilal Muhammad, and Leon Edwards, man. They just called the fucking main event a no contest due to accidental eye poke. Bilal Muhammad. Is crying tears of blood out of his eye, though. He's bleeding from his eyeball. So I'm like, you know what I'm saying? But they stopped the fight. No winner, no loser. This is a no contest. And then also my daughter just walked in, too, man. My bad. I had sat down for a minute, bro.
We
really do this fight, man. I'm going back
too.
And forth. I'm going back and forth between fucking UFC and boxing. And, yeah, man, rest in peace, Marvin Hagler, man. He just passed away not too long ago. That shit sucks.
Rest in peace, Marvin. Marvin Marvelous Hagler, man. One of the first fucking fights I ever saw in my life, man. Him and Thomas the Hitman, you know what I'm saying? Like, yikes, man. One of the first fights I ever watched. Word up, man.
With Sugar Ray Leonard in the retirement, he had him questioning himself for a minute. Marvin Hagler was a bad dude.
Marvin Hagler said, you know what? Marvin Hagler, but you know what? He said, I don't like the way that went. Fuck boxing. Fuck the politics of boxing. I'm going to Italy to be a movie star, motherfucker. I'm out. Marvin Hagler is a bad man, son.
He's out of there.
Definitely is.
Yo, we
got to get that
more
joint, though.
I want some more fire, kid. I got to get some more fire.
Oh, yeah,
fire.
Got that, Orion.
Let's go.
Rikers Island, Triple Crown, y'all. We coming for triple belt.
Play the song we got with Britney Spears, though.
Word, play the Britney song we brought out in retirement, son. I sent you that, comment.
Yeah, he should have all that.
All right, there you go. You got the Britney song. Let me call her and make sure it's cool first. But go ahead, play Triple Crown with A1.
All right. I'm Greco-Roman. Crack the Prosecco open. Cohiba smoking. Tulsa with me. Get your necklace stolen. I'm Gordon Gecko. Art Deco on my houseboat. Sail down the coast and soak my toes in the Pacific Ocean. Holy smokes. Toes like Jesus on the anchor piece. To hold me down. Hands down. I'm fly from head to feet. Hands up like you listening to B.I.G. Clap a nigga and go on the run like T.I. Lee. Queen's legend, ask your father about me. Matter of fact, ask your mom, she used to strong arm the anaconda. I used to promise her to take her to the prom, and then that one day I would take her on that ride down to Santa Barbara. That shit'll never happen. I'll be forever trapping bitches where the magic happens. I'll be forever trapping rappers in the passages I rap inside my raps when I be rapping, but I'm really babbling.
Seven figure dream score, save you when I draw crazy hunted low heads, rushing you, Queen's horse races. A budding clan full of Son of Sam's rare pieces. Einstein cut with quinine, hear your thesis. Seven figure dream score, save you when I draw crazy hunted low heads, rushing you, Queen's horse races. A budding clan full of Son of Sam's rare pieces. Einstein cut with quinine, hear your thesis. Knock you off the timeline if you don't pledge allegiance. Make a legend leak piss, eating cans of beach cliffs, sardines in Louisiana hot sauce. Bars mean you a cheesy rapper knockoff. Infinite minded, you wince when I'm rhyming. I get higher on ninjas once they think that they climbing. Trojan war strategies, broken home savagery. Okie doke, half your team, Holy Ghost faculty. Valentine cap twisters, sipped and act vicious. Got my drip from Ralph Lifshitz, outfitter. I'm a king, but I walk with the peasants. Saints boot my CD, then they walk into heaven. Look at memes all day. end up with funny vision. Sonny, listen, ninjas won't call, I have your gunny missing. On a money mission, one up with the tunnel vision. This for my ninjas, winter time and they bubble pictures. Seven figure dream, score shady when I draw crazy. 100 low heads rushing you, Queen's horse races. Abundant clan full of Son of Sam's rare pieces. Einstein cup with Quine, nine, hear your thesis. Seven figure dream, score shady when I draw crazy. 100 low heads rushing you, Queen's horse races. Abundant clan full of Son of Sam's rare pieces.
Yo,
Einstein cup with Quine, nine, hear your thesis.
Bulldog in the boot holster. Yo, the guard hard as moose shoulders. Hands crushed like a bulldozer. Land flush, I fuck around, knock a bull over. Shit starter, since starter was the shit. Had the running rebels pull over. Running with the wolves, quick to pull a wool over. Full dozer, full exposure. Pouring pissy rum and half full sodas. Half moon fades with the razor. Half moon your face, that's major. Baboon shaking out with the sabers. Waking up all the neighbors. The gators, serpentine creatures. Dragon scale features, tattletales, rat. Rattling they tails in the precinct. Bust a slug, crush a snail shell on the cement. Entertain him with fear, little Hitchcock touch. Get the sprain everywhere like my dick clogged up. What up? Broken home, motherfucker.
Seven figure dream, Scorsese when I draw crazy. 100 low heads rushing you, Queen's horse races. Abundant clan full of Son of Sam's rare pieces. Einstein cut with Quine, nine, air your thesis.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about right there, nigga. F you, Spit Gems, two of the hardest motherfuckers in the game, and they right here right now, Screwball Radio.
Word up.
And
Screwball Radio. What up, what
yeah,
up?
You,
yeah, that's from the
hard
album.
Body right there, yo. That's just hard body right there.
Wow,
I love
that record.
Oh,
man. I'm
Let
telling
me
you,
ask
man, this whole
pitch,
album.
Man. Let me ask y'all something, man. Yo, man, all producer niggas y'all want to fuck with, man. Who y'all want to fuck with, man? What producer niggas y'all want? Or do y'all even care about names? Or do y'all just want fire from niggas, man?
Shit, man, I'll let F you go first, man, because I definitely got my list. You know what I'm saying? But go ahead, F.
My list? I don't care, man. As long as the beat is fire, there's been many times where somebody sent me a beat, and my pen just starts moving. You know what I'm saying?
What I like about them.
Uh huh.
What I like about y'all is that it don't have to have a name. Like y'all gonna take the fire, and y'all gonna make it lava. It don't matter. Like you know what I'm saying? Like I've heard them on plenty. Up and coming producer beats and the joint to be a classic, you know, like that's Picasso Dose, that Saturday night joint. That's a classic to me. That's a classic to me.
I really don't care about no names either. But one thing I know is, you know, the fans, they like to see, you know, different producers and pair y'all niggas up with
Yeah,
niggas.
Right. Of
they
course.
Wanna
I mean,
see,
if,
they want to see.
If you give me unlimited budget.
McGregor. Boxing Floyd Mayweather. You know what I'm saying? The people want to see that. The names is always going to matter. You know what I'm saying? The names is always going to matter. But being that if you stalled, I'm going to just say my list. You know what I'm saying? And it's a short one. You know what I'm saying? At the top of the list is Primo. You know what I'm saying? There's no question about it. At the top of the list, like the last thing that I need to do in my career as an MC, as a human with a spirit, like that's that's the goal, man. I need to get on a Primo beat and show what I could do with an opportunity like that. And I know that that's the opus for me. You know what I'm saying? But aside from that, you know what I mean? I would love a Dame Grease beat. You know what I'm saying? Like Dame Grease is just, I know they don't talk about him a lot. You know what I'm saying? But he's just somebody
that's
high on the list for the joints that he made and shit. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, and I'll give one more, man. A number three would be a Buck Wild joint, right? And I'm close to that, I feel like I might be close to that. I did a joint. I mean, the whole team did it. Broken Home as a whole team, all of us. We all jumped on that Buck Wild essential beat. Like, he put out some instrumental shit, and we all tagged on that and destroyed them shit. And, yo, Buck Wild reposted them, sent messages, sent his math, all of that. So, yo, the connection has been made. You know what I mean? We just playing it patient and waiting for that opportunity. But, yo, Buck Wild is a fucking legend, one of the illest to ever do it. And his name should be right up there
with Primo. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know, Dame Brees, yo, man, I mean, yo, I probably feel like some people might not even know who Dame Brees is, and that shit even bothers me.
Bacon Lot, man. Bacon Lot.
Name, you know what I mean?
Come
yeah,
on,
yeah, Bacon Lot, man. DMX, though, I mean, it's dark and hell is hot. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that's ridiculous shit. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, that's my three. But, y'all, if I could give one more, I think the biggest person I want to work with is the nigga with no name. The nigga in his crib listening to this fucking show right now that's a fan of the music I've put out already, that understands the sound and understands the potentiality of where it could go, that's making beats. I want those beats, man, above all.
Definitely. You know who I think? You know, as a fan, as a Spit Gems fan too, I would like to see like an Alchemist Spit Gem joint. You know?
Mm. Oh, that would be major.
Oh.
That would be major. Alchemist is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah. Like, you can't forget.
You know, I think
him,
we could get real busy. We can get real busy on some fucking DJ Muggs beats too, man. I've heard some shades put out that the beats were like fucking incredible.
Muggs
you
is
know
a
what
fucking
saying?
Monster, man. Yeah,
right.
Muggs is a
yeah,
monster without a doubt.
He's
definitely a monster,
right
now.
You know, for
I was talking to this nigga for Liverpool. I can hear you on some Lost Pro shit too, yo. For real.
Oh,
shame on me, man. Straight up, a large pro joint would be right there with a Primo joint, without a fucking doubt. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like
without
I can hear
you, man. Hey, yo.
Shame
and
on you.
And let's even lean into the other side of things. Your Scott Storch joint will be crazy. I fuck with Scott Storch shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I could get into that kind of shit right there too. You know what I'm saying?
That nigga talented. He's real talented. He got a lot of talent. That guy.
I can hear F on some Pete Rock. I can hear F.
Yo, but Pete Rock
would be amazing too.
Scott Storch.
What about Knife Wonder?
On how much coke? Like before or after? Like he start blasting. Which
after
one?
He start blasting.
I want the coked up Scott Storch.
You
got to
get out.
You want the coked up son? The coked up Scott Storch is a mega star, my nigga.
Yeah, I want that one.
Yeah, you got to give him a rail. You got to give him a rail.
Or sober Scott Storch. Yeah, that's it. I just hit him off with a gram. Be like, yo, let's go.
A gram? They ain't going to do nothing for that nigga.
Nah.
I give him an eight ball.
Let's rob him the butter.
Nah, but the RZA, though, man. But the RZA, too, man. If I could get a RZA joint, that would be equal to a Primo joint as well, man.
I still hold
Primo above everybody just because Primo, like, that rhythm, that sound, that aesthetic, that whatever the fuck you want to, whatever name, word you want to use for it, but what Primo does is absolutely the catalyst to my rhythm naturally as a person. You know what I'm saying? I just grew up on that shit. Like, that shit is just what it is for me. You know what I mean? But, yo, a RZA joint would be incredible, man.
Hell yeah, man. RZA joint. That's about the only nigga I do want to do a joint with RZA and Dre. Or, and I fuck with a Havoc joint. RZA, Dre, and Havoc.
Yo, Dre, hell yeah.
On Havoc
for
Dre
sure,
joint?
Man.
That'd be crazy.
That'd be a monster joint right there.
Yo, shame on me, though, man, that I don't have a list of new producers.
Give me a week in the studio.
I just don't have a week in the studio
with RZA, Dre, and fucking Havoc beats. It's over.
I mean, new producers out there. You know, the new producers that I'm feeling out there is son that worked with F. He official. I like his style.
Oh, the Curse.
Who's that? Curse.
Curse, yeah. You know, he got that
Curse,
little melodic
man.
Sound, you know.
He sends me a lot of shit, and I feel most of that shit, man, for real. So shout out to Curse too. He produced Mountain Fighter on Ribs.
Where he from?
Yeah. He produced the interlude and shit. We was like, you know what I'm saying? I was like, yo, man, I like your beats and shit, but not enough for a song yet. So we just gonna do an interlude to your shit and see how it goes. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I'm just fucking around, man. We did a We did a bunch of shit with Curse, man. He just happened to land the salute joint on there. You know what I mean?
Curse is from our neighbor to the north, man.
Let niggas know your spit. Let niggas know what part of town you repping from. You know, everybody, you know, I rep the bridge, hard body, you know what I'm saying, Queens, nigga, all day. Where the fuck you rep from, man? Let these niggas know where your fucking town at, man. Where you fucking dwelling at, man? Where's your town, man? Where you repping from?
No question, man. Well, you know, my story I always tell people, man, is a tale of two cities, man. I'm from Astoria, Queens, you know what I'm saying? My family is strong out there. Now, when I say strong, I mean strong in Astoria, Queens. But at the same time, that's my mother's side of the family. And then my father's side of the family is from East New York. My family is strong out there, too. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? Like, I just never been a time when I wasn't in both places. And I know a lot of – some people have a hard time digesting that, right? But this is what I'll tell you. Go to East New York, Cypress Hills Projects. Go to Linden Boulevard, 2545. If you have the heart to go over there and then ask anybody – where Spit Gems is from, and they're going to show you my building. Now, in the same sentence, go to Astoria to 18th Street and 20th Avenue and ask them where I'm from. They're going to show you a building, too, and I'm from both of them. You know what I'm saying? Right. And that's just what it is, my nigga. Like,
it's not, you know, because everybody rep somewhere. Everybody, you know, Queensbridge is known for repping. Making niggas rep the hood where they from. So, I just want to let
people
know.
Yeah, it get crazy though, man, because yo, I be having niggas like, yo, nah, that nigga, they hear me on the song talking about Queens, right? Like, I be like, Queens, AQ, Astoria, you know what I'm saying? They be like, but you from Brooklyn though, like, and then it'll be the same reverse though, like, I be saying East New York and Astoria, niggas be like, bro, you from Astoria though. I'm like, yo, son, I know your life might have been a little more simpler than mine. But if you really want to know where I'm from, son, I have to give you my DIN number. Because that's where I spend most of my time. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Okay, that's what it do. Hey, yo, Rockhead.
Well, I'll be seeing
you. We need some more music ready, Rockhead.
For sure, Donkey Kong. I'm up there. I'm on deck, dog. I got the.
No doubt. I'm going to kick you square in your ass bone.
Come on, man.
You know your ass bone, you know your ass bone right there.
Come on, man. You don't want to break that. You don't want to twist that ankle, B.
You ain't never got kicked in your ass bone. You know what I'm saying? Boom.
Yeah, we got some more fire on the way. This joint here is called Chinese Super Ninjas.
That's
Let's
a long
go.
Song.
Yeah,
got a lot of people on it.
We in the building, man. Schoolboy Radio, live and direct, man. FU, Spit Gems, Comet, Black Poet, and myself, King Eric. We representing for hip hop and all that, man. So here we go.
No doubt.
Let's go.
Yeah, so like I'm live on the radio. Yeah.
Taking alcohol straight to the face and stride it. I still fucks with gold caps, triple beams, and Pyrex. Protein for muscle definition in my biceps. Days when a quarter got you 5 minutes on 9X. And you can do math equations on the face of your Timex. I bet we get it, F you a 90s head. 85, five of us sleep on a tiny bed. Trying to get by, my uncle trying to get high. Stealing from my mom's checks, left to hold the 90 cents. I wrote this whole verse in a dark room with shiny pens. Trying to develop thoughts, paint a picture for grimy heads. ESP, I'll pour your card, do meditation. A master of illusion, and prestidigitation. Three-card Molly, digit manipulation. All inside your mommy, she begging for dictation. I park my giant spaceship in a Regal Park basement. My ego large, I repo hard on daily basis. With many faces, the shit never changes. I scribe this rhyme on a pamphlet. F you without the lamps.
About a thousand times more so, it every more so. They cry for more souls. My quality spawns pure gold. My speaking Morse codes. Fly encryptions, time hidden inside of my inscriptions. The wise see, take everything plus a side of fixes. Fantini the great, the most atrocious. Climb wall, she hooked. Rock ninja shoes with the toes split. On purpose, might let one barely live. The old folks told legends of me to scare the kids. Shallow for the breeze, shadow in the breeze. Shower with the breeze, child get the breeze. To fly states, grapevines behind the Mayan gates. To try to find how I escape, turn to find a trace. Enjoy your plate of dinner, destroy and make it better. My life should be illustrated by Frank Frazetta. GS the fans, a mission from a different year. Appear from nowhere, kill everyone quick and disappear.
Yo, F.Yo, my ninja Von taught me a long time ago that these niggas gon' tell on our bodies, just kill them with the flow. I've been a pro, the lyrical molesting is taking place. You kids ain't safe, whatever I want, I take like Miz and Ray. But this ain't fake, this is real life, not just a rap song. The reason why that nosy-ass bitch ain't gon' live that long. A bitch to get a crack on ain't a person she won't rat on. Bitch mouth so big you could put your head in it with a hat on. I never begged for mercy or blame my attorney, cause I never served time, I always made my time serve me. Seeing all in your face, how y'all be wanting to hate? Is it because y'all old too soon or smart too late? Oh, I get it. You think I think my shit must not stink? Well, I hit the sink and wash my hands before I touch my dick. You listening, bobbing with that sick look in your grill. Like you smell some stink box as a guilt could kill. Nigga, I'm
stole a horse, rode it off the cliff, and I slept in it. I'm on my shit. If you could hear, you just stepped in it. Hawk your son, toss your corpse, you ain't dead as shit. That's for the glass that won't shatter on my life proof death machine. Hue like a beautiful red thing. Crucial what I do when I sense things. Bear with me, the air with me when I speak. They tend to cater the cadence, I'd rather just let it breathe. My peace got a disease, option 14. Boxed in amongst the fiends, ain't abundant in the scene. Nobody sees, we boxing toxins in our genes. From before we took our first go for oxygen, I mean. I know I tend to drift though, when I let the gift go. My kids growing, I don't say nothing, then who will, bro? Still kick flows for the love of it, I love the shit. Which means I still do free shows for the public. A verse will cost you if it means something to you. Do it for nothing if I see something in you. Escasade dropping an album with one verse on it. And the rest is me, I'm getting right to work on it. Long as the drums is hard and the instruments on it. It's broken home shit, way beyond these rap groups. Pops used to kick it with Donda, you talking rap roots. Clap who, you rap ratchet, that's ill talk. But I'm a product of a Roscoe like Ill York. A son of a gun, I son him for fun. Playing on counting bread, the misery got blisters on his thumbs. So my seed got her own art school that she run. Last request, turn my ashes to vinyl and get it spun. In the club that you win, when you celebrate the win. Until then, all I ask is you elevate your pen. Gems, yeah, I mean, motherfucker. Scowl at me. Yeah, the F word, my favorite word.
Minutes for the beautiful removal of your jewelry. Bouncing in the 700 series so smoothly. Don't try to pursue me. Peruvian Bruce Lee with an Uzi. Shades on the set of a movie. Chain Dookie, who he? It's F.U. Took your wife to the restroom and showed her my best moves. Sonic Boom Guile shit. I'm so beguiling. My presence in the freshest Ralph leather so stylish.
Damn, I want to hear that joint too. What's good, yo? Screwball Radio, F.U., Spit Gems, in the Matrix. What up, Don? Yo, that shit was hardcore.
Yo, what's cracking? I'm about to walk to the store real quick and grab some beer. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to keep y'all on the phone, though, because I got,
word,
it's
beer,
got
it's
the
beer
Bluetooth
o'clock,
technology.
Beer o'clock.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no doubt. You
wait,
know about
this?
The crack.
I got the Bluetooth technology.
Yeah, what y'all sipping on? What you sipping
y'all
on,
in the video.
Oh, I got the case of Heineken's over here.
Oh, the case.
Oh, shit. That's my ex. That's my ex girl right there, Po. My ex.
Got the case of the green.
Yeah,
Heineken.
I'm a Corona man now. I moved out to the West Coast and started fucking with the Coronas. I used to hate them shits. Now them shits is like lemonade, though.
Yeah, I fucks with the Corona. Coronas are summertime beers for me, you know? I like this shit in the summertime.
Yo, I was just telling my daughter, man, to lock
ain't nothing
in
like
and
that
go,
Hennessy
and go
shit.
Learn about black poetry, man.
That's what he do.
Jay, man, it's good to have you on the show with us, man, for real. Came down, rap with us, man. You heard?
We appreciate it, man. We appreciate it. Everyone got to check. Yo, the thing is, we wanted to really talk about when we put out this Ribs album, and a lot of people really ain't understanding. Like, we selling it on our own. Like, the digital version, the CDs and all that, that's coming from us. Like, if you want to put this, if you want to hear it on iTunes, you got to hit us up. Send us the bread. We send you the files. You know what I'm saying? Because it's long enough that we've been giving 10, 20% to fucking distributors and fucking Steve Jobs and Spotify giving 0.002 every time. That shit is whack. You know what I'm saying? So we decided to just put it out ourselves. And that's how we've been selling the record, man. It's been doing all right. You know what I mean? People are kind of – it took them a while to figure out, like, oh, okay, it's not on Spotify. I got to get it from you and shit. But yeah, that's how we've been selling this one. So y'all want to hear it? You gotta hit us up, man.
That's my number one thing.
Mom and pop shit, though. You know what I'm saying? Regular mom and pop shit. You know, like, and I'm sure people could relate, man. Throughout COVID and throughout all the shit that's happened in the last like 14, 16 months, man. You know, they shutting a lot of that shit down. You know what I'm saying? Like this, they making it to where there's really no space. The independence to operate, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I really hope that the listeners and that the fans, you know what I'm saying, and the supporters of this shit really understand, like, what it is when you buy an album from iTunes and, like, what we see out of that, you know what I'm saying, and how it really gets broken down, aside from the fact that we can't even decide the price point for our own art, you know what I'm saying? So, it's like, yo, I know my shit is priceless, but in order for me to operate through your standards, I gotta agree that the shit is $10. You know what I'm saying? Knowing damn well this shit ain't no fucking $10. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nothing $10. If you, I don't even know what you're trying to buy, but nothing is $10. It's just so you know. You know what I'm saying? 2021, man.
Yeah. Nah, I'm a big supporter. I love buying albums. I'm an artist, but I'm happy when I'm buying somebody that's dope and I'm buying a physical copy instead of them getting points to a penny for me listening to their music. You know what I'm saying? Like,
we appreciate you for that straight up. And I know that's your style. I know that's the style of Screwball Radio and everything y'all represent. I'm the same way, man. I love supporting it when it's real, man. There's a gang of fucking rappers out there that'll tell you, you know what I'm saying? Yo, Spit Gems hit me direct, you know what I'm saying? And sent me more than what I was asking for, you know what I'm saying? Because I know what it is.
Right.
You know what I mean? I know what it is.
Right. Yo, E, man, we got before we leave, man, we got him off before we got walk off with a home run. You know what I'm saying? I need some Spit Gems, need some FU in my life right now with that project.
Yeah,
we
got
that on low right here. This one here, this is going to be the last Saturday night before daylight saving time. We're going to hit him with a drink called Saturday Night. So.
Alright,
yo.
Thanks for coming through again, my niggas, man. Thanks for coming through.
Yo, we
with us,
it.
Man. Y'all niggas, man. Word.
Yo, Poe, for real, it's an honor, man. Thank you, bro. I think last time I seen Poe was at the After Hours like 2 years ago. It's the last time I've been to After Hours, so good speaking to you. You know what I'm saying? Thank you, brother, for having us on, man. Comet, E, thank y'all, man.
Word.
Yeah, we'll be back.
Pleasure and a blessing, man. Let me just say my thank yous real quick before I get out of here, man. Black Poet, appreciate you. Immensely, man, not just for having us on the show, dog, but for everything that you've done.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Throughout your career, over the years, you know what I'm saying?
Thank
like
you,
a lot of people. I was just trying to educate my daughter, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's like, what you doing? I'm like, yo, I'm on an interview on some radio show or whatever. You know what I'm saying? They in there eating, chopping up food. I'm like, yo, you know who Black Poet is? She's like, nah. I'm like, I had to break it down. So I'm like, yo, it's so crazy, man. How many people need to know exactly what happened, man? You know what I'm saying? And how big the story is, man. So for me to even be, you know, for me to be on records with you is one thing, kid. But for you to have, you know what I mean, me on your show, this is your platform, man. For you to think of me in any light, man, to be to be able to share the mic with you is a big deal, brother. And thank you, man. Thank you. Word up.
Thank you, big deal. Thank you,
that's
man.
Definitely. When we think of hardcore music, and we want that official music, you know, we know who to play, man. We know who to play, man. Word is born.
Nah, we appreciate it, man. Hopefully in the future, man, we get to come back on and spit some rounds for y'all, man. Maybe get a little session going or something. You know, we always on tap for that, man. We always on tap to show out, man. Word up.
Yeah, definitely, man. We talked about that earlier, man. We got to fucking, when everything gets back to normal, man, everybody link up and do a show together and shit, you know?
Oh, yeah, we're going to bang out. It's over. We definitely going to bang out.
So shout to Bazooka Joe, too, man. He mixed down and mastered the album, man. Shout to Bazooka Joe. Shout to Nems and shout to A1. They're the only two features on it.
Hey, yo, Spitz, who got your number, Spitz? Who got your number?
Shout
Kyle
out
got
to
your number? Eric got your number. Who got your niggas number, man? I got to get your number from niggas,
nah,
man.
Nah, but you can, I'm not sure, Poet, but you can message me, man. You know what I'm saying? Shoot me a message, and I'll send you the number ASAP. Word up, man.
Yeah, Common got my number, man. Yeah. But also, we got a 900 number, too, 1-900-RIBS. You know what I mean? You call it late night type shit. You know what I mean? $9.99 a minute.
Shout out A1, the Humbiano. Yeah, we got it right here, man. We about to pick this out. Rikers Island Boxing School.
Peace, y'all.
Yo,
thank you.
What? My flying saucer on the opposite street. The glove box is a cacophony of parking receipts. The armrest is an armory. I'm armed to the teeth. Pop the trunk or pop a bottle. All nonsense to me. F.
We've had a 312 every 15 minutes. 12 stolen cars, 3 burglaries, 8 aggravated assaults, not even 8 o'clock.
My entire repertoire is fucking fire. Fire rings, I only walk in when the choir sings. Wrote this whole rhyme on an accidental whim in a leather bound book made of pterodactyl wings. Fresher than I ever been. Your head'll spin like The Exorcist. My shit is sick, my pen is penicillin. Penmanship from Penny Dreadfuls, written strictly for the children. They hang my picture from the Louvre. You and your crew's a bunch of losers. F.U. was like a superhuman. Fuck the mutant. Virgil Abloh, Nike zooming. You in some Prada shoes. I'm in a new coupe. Bumping Lash Move. I ain't got nada to prove. My podiatry's to die for. Your closet's an eyesore. I throw away clothes that you waiting in line for. Drive-bys on dinosaurs. Out the side door of a tie-dye Porsche. Listening to Rolling Stones. Sitting on a golden throne. My toes adorned in the rarest form of retro Jordans. 94 polo sport patch on everything I own.